耶，牧师祷告好厉害，我觉得我现在怎么讲道。谢谢请我来讲道。我今天早上，你可以坐下来吧。不，我的太太说，微微，你应该可以练习，就可以用中文讲道。他通常他都是对，这一次他错了。可是我小的时候，你知道我的妈妈爸爸说你一定要学中文，我说不要，你会后悔。不会，当然现在他们对了。可是真的it's been a joy to get to know Pastor Daniel, and I know you are cared for well.
我们感谢惠主，感谢叶传道。我们知道我们归于父，在叶传道的真的牧养之下，我们是被带领的羊群。
His English is much better than my Chinese.
叶传道英文比我的中文好多了。
But thank you for being patient and having me come this morning.
我们感谢你感谢叶传道，让我们今天来这边跟大家分享。
But of course, learning Chinese or learning English is not the most important thing in the world.
学中文或学英文不是这个世界上最重要的事情。
What is most important is knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
最重要的事情是认识耶稣基督还有他的牺牲。
Who He is and what He did.
他是谁？他做了什么？
And trusting in Him with our whole heart.
并且全心的相信他。
So this morning, I want to focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
今天早上我要针对耶稣基督和他的牺牲来分享。
He is the center, He's the foundation, and He's the apex of our faith.
他是我们信仰的中心、基础、顶峰，也是至关重要的。
So hopefully you have your Bible with you, and if you do, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
如果大家有圣经的话，麻烦翻到《哥林多前书》第二章一到五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, our passage this morning is verses 1 to 5.
哥林多前书二章一到五节。
And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
In this passage, Paul lays out the very heart and soul of true gospel ministry.
在这段里面，保罗阐明了真福音的精髓。
Preaching Christ and Him crucified.
就是传扬耶稣基督，还有他钉十字架。
There are many good things that we as believers can and should do.
我们身为耶稣基督的门徒，有许多应该要做的事情。
But there's one thing at the center, and that's Jesus Christ.
但是有一件事情是最重要的，那就是耶稣基督的牺牲。
So as we walk through this passage, 1 Corinthians 2, I want us to see four ways that we must preach Christ crucified so that the power of God is put on display.
在接下来我今天要跟大家分享四点，我们怎么样的来分享主耶稣基督的牺牲。
You might be thinking, wait, we must preach?
我们可能想说，我们本身吗？我们自己要去传讲神的话语吗？
Yes, we. If you're a believer this morning, you've been entrusted with a priceless message, the gospel.
如果你是今天是耶稣基督的门徒，那就是我们被托付这个无价的福音了。
And you have a stewardship from God to preach that message to others who desperately need it.
你也是神的管家，为了要传这些信息给那些还没有听过福音的人。
You don't need to stand behind a pulpit or in front of a crowd to preach the gospel to others.
你不一定要站在讲台上或是在群众面前。
But in whatever situation God has you, whether at work or in your neighborhood or with your family and friends, you have an opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified.
但是不管是神赐给你们怎么样的一个环境，在你的工作场合，在你的邻舍，都要为他传讲福音。
And unlike some prized possessions you might have at home, the more you value the gospel, the more you'll want to give it away.
福音不像你在家中所珍视的宝物，你越珍惜福音，你越想要跟别人分享。
So this morning, I want to remind you of how precious this good news is, and I want to encourage you to have confidence to proclaim this good news to anybody who will listen.
所以今天早上我想要提醒大家，我们有的这个福音是多么的宝贵，也鼓励你们有信心宣扬福音。
So four ways that we must preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, so that the power of God is put on display.
有四个方式，我们怎么样的来宣扬耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
The first is this: we must preach Christ crucified plainly.
首先，第一个是直白的传扬耶稣基督的牺牲。
Let me read chapter 2, verse 1 for us again.
我们再读一次二章一节。
And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
So as Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthians, he's reminding them that he spent 18 months with them, according to the book of Acts.
保罗提醒他们，他在他们当中待过18个月的时间。
Well, what did Paul do when he came to Corinth?
他到哥林多做什么呢？
He came, as it says in verse 1, proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
就在第一节里面讲，他宣扬神的见证。
Of course, this verse is specifically saying, or focusing on what he did not do while proclaiming the testimony of God.
当然，保罗在这边特别是说他在那边是怎么样，没有做什么事情。
But don't miss the fact that he is clearly emphasizing that he came proclaiming the gospel, the testimony of God.
但是我们不要失焦了，就是他在那边做的重点是宣扬神的作为。
Preaching was his emphasis.
宣扬是重点。
Look at chapter 1, verse 17.
第一章第十七节。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
Or look down at verses 22 and 23.
再接着22到23节。
For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是要求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
And so the focus for Paul is preaching, it's proclamation.
保罗的重点是要宣扬，就是要教导。
What must we proclaim?
我们要宣扬什么呢?
The testimony of God.
就是神的见证。
That's what he says in verse 1. He came proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
就是在第一节所说的。
He's not preaching man's opinions or thoughts.
他不是教人的意见或是想法。
He's not just preaching about current events or the news.
他不是在教现今最流行的事情。
He's preaching truths that were revealed by God.
他是要宣扬神所揭示的，神所启示的真理，
not the opinions of man，
不是人的意见。
So that's what Paul was doing. He was preaching.
这就是他所做的，他就是教导。
But his emphasis in this verse is explaining how he did not do it.
这边第一节，他尤其是针对说他怎么样，他没有做什么事情。
He says, "I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom."
他说我没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Now, this doesn't mean he proclaimed the testimony of God foolishly or with very poor grammar.
这并不是说他笨拙的或是用错误的文法来说神的道理。
Paul was contrasting his approach to preaching with the cultural expectation of the day.
保罗特别用这句话，他来做一个对比和当时文化的一个预期。
In that time, people expected speakers to be polished and eloquent, skilled in rhetoric.
在那时候，人们期待着演说者用华丽的辞藻来能说善道。
People could make a living just by speaking very eloquent speeches about nothing.
人们在那时候甚至可以用就说一个做一个很好的演说家来维生。
And Paul was well educated. He could have done that.
保罗他当然也是一个学识丰富的人，他当然也可以用这样子来说话。
But he refused to go along with that.
但是他拒绝了。
Instead, he chose to preach plainly and simply.
保罗用直白的方式来叙述。
It's not saying that he was boring.
不是说他讲的话很无聊。
But he was direct.
但是他很直接。
He was clear.
很清楚。
Why did he choose to do that?
为什么他要这样做呢?
Because he did not want to add to the gospel.
因为他不想要添加任何在福音上添加任何的东西。
If you add to the gospel, you actually dilute the gospel and you distract from the gospel.
如果你添加了福音，也就是 你就稀释了福音，也就偏离了福音。
If you try to add to the gospel, you undermine the power of God.
你就减损了神的大能。
No, Paul preached Christ plainly, and so must we.
保罗直白的宣扬福音，我们也必须要这样子来宣扬福音。
I'm guessing most of you aren't tempted to study ancient Greek rhetoric.
我想你们大部分人可能不会想要来阅读古希腊 的话语。
And you're not tempted to employ those methods when you're sharing the gospel.
我们可能也不会用这样子一个语句来在我们在传福音的时候。
But maybe there's other cultural norms that you're tempted to try to adopt.
但是或许我们在今天的文化环境里面，我们或许会在传福音的时候，或许会做一些事情。
Maybe you're thinking something like this.
可能像这样子的例子。
If only I seemed well-educated enough, then maybe people would listen to me share the gospel.
如果我是这个高级知识分子，或许别人会听我的福音。
Or if only I was successful enough, then people would listen to me share the gospel.
如果我够成功的话，别人或许会听我传的福音。
If only I seemed tolerant and accepting enough, then maybe people would listen to me share the gospel.
如果我显示足够包容的话，或许别人会听。
Maybe I need to be more swag like Bob playing the bass, and then people will listen to me share the gospel.
如果我需要更酷一点，像这个刚刚 Bob 玩这个 bass 这样子的话，别人会听我传的福音。
Friends, if you try to dress up the gospel, you'll dilute it.
我们在装饰福音的话，我们就是稀释福音。
You'll distract from it. You'll undermine it.
我们就偏离并且破坏福音。
The plain and simple gospel itself is powerful enough and compelling enough.When the Spirit of God is at work.
当神的灵做工的时候，直白的福音就大有能力了。
You don't want people coming to Christ only because the church is comfortable or it's cool.
你不希望人们是因为教会是很酷或是很舒服，所以来教会。
You want them to come because of who Jesus is and what he did on the cross.
你希望人们来是因为耶稣基督，是因为他在十字架所成的功。
And don't forget, the gospel is not for rich or successful people.
福音不是给那些有钱或是成功的人
，It's for broken people，
是给破碎的人
，For hurting people，
伤心的人
，For sinners，
对罪人。
In the passage right before our section in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says this in verses 26 to 29.
在我们今天读的经节前面，就保罗这样说。
In verse 26, he says, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth."
想想这些弟兄们，你们并不是出身高贵的。
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
神也拣选世上卑贱的，使人厌恶的，要叫那些无有的。
And verse 29 tells us the reason he did it this way.
29节他解释为什么。
So that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
So the gospel is simple and plain.
所以福音是
We must present the gospel clearly and simply.
所以我们必须要这个呈现福音，用直白的方式呈现福音。
Because the gospel is for the broken and the weak.
因为福音是给那些破碎的，是给那些有罪的。
So that's the first way we must preach. We must preach Christ plainly.
所以我们第一点，我们必须要直白地宣传神的福音。
The second way we must preach is that we must preach Christ crucified single-mindedly.
我们必须专心地传扬耶稣基督的牺牲。
Look at verse 2.
第二节。
For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So verse 2starts by saying this is connected to verse 1.
第二节一开始说这个是跟第一节连接起来的。
What was the reason why Paul preached plainly?
为什么保罗他是直白的这样子传福音呢？
Why did he reject the cultural norms of lofty speech and wisdom?
为什么他拒绝当时人们的预期，对于华丽的辞藻这样子预期呢？
It was because he decided to know nothing among them except one thing.
因为他在中间不知道别的，只知道一件事情。
One person,
一个人。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It says he decided. That could be have the idea of determined or resolved after careful thinking.
这边他说定了主意，可以翻译成定义，就是保罗仔细考虑之后的决定。
Paul was determined. He was resolved to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在他们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。
Now, if you were there in Corinth in the first century, you would have been shocked to hear this.
如果我们是身在当时第一世纪的哥林多的话，我们会听到这个话是会很惊讶的。
The cross was not a polite subject matter.
十字架是很冒犯人的。
It was offensive.
是不是一个很礼貌的一个话题。
It was shameful.
是很可耻的。
It was a form of execution that was reserved only for the worst criminals.
是罗马政府对罪大恶极的罪犯的极刑。
This was a stumbling block for Jews in that day because they were expecting a conquering king.
这对犹太人来说是一个绊脚石。
But Jesus came as a crucified savior.
但是耶稣基督他定义来到世上成为我们的赎价。
Remember, Paul was in Corinth for 18 months.
保罗在哥林多十八个月。
And he preached a lot and on many things.
他教了许许多多的事情。
But he said he determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
但他定义在他们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
How can that be?
这怎么可能呢？
He obviously talked about other things.
他明显的他讲其他事情。
Even in the letter of 1 Corinthians, he talks about other things.
即使在这本书信里面，他也讲其他事情。
It is because when you rightly understand Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross, this affects everything.
那是因为我们知道耶稣基督在十字架上所成的功的时候所有事情都改变了。
For the believer, Christ crucified impacts every area of life.
对相信耶稣基督的人，耶稣基督的钉十字架对我们生命每一个环节都有影响。
And every area of life connects back to Christ crucified.
我们生命的每一个环节也紧紧扣着耶稣基督钉十字架。
So our lives should focus towards the cross.
所以我们的生命应该是定睛在十字架上面。
But also our lives should flow out from the cross.
我们的生命也应该从十字架畅流出来。
The Jesus Christ crucified is a theme that you find throughout the entire Bible.
耶稣基督钉十字架是在整个圣经里面的一个主题。
All the way back in Genesis 3:15, that was the first promise and hint of Jesus Christ crucified.
在创世纪三章十五节就是第一个预言。
When Adam and Eve sinned, God promised that there would be an offspring from the woman who would crush the head of the serpent.
在亚当夏娃犯罪了之后，神说神女人的后裔会伤你的头。
But also that the serpent would bruise this offspring's heel.
但虽然蛇要伤他的脚跟。
This was a prophecy of Jesus Christ.
这就是对于耶稣基督的预言。
You see pictures of Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us predicted throughout the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经里面充满了耶稣基督预表耶稣基督牺牲的章节。
And the New Testament opens with four gospel accounts.
在新约圣经里面一开始有四本福音书。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they don't all cover the exact same events or the same miracles or same teaching.
马太、马可、路加、约翰这四本福音书不是都不见得都是一模一样的时间序列或是描写同样的事情。
But they all slow down and focus on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是这四本福音书琢磨甚多的就是耶稣基督的牺牲。
It's as if all four Gospels are just accounts of Jesus' crucifixion with long introductions.
这就像是所有福音书就是记载，都是要记载耶稣基督的受难，只是加上前面的前言而已。
At the end of Jesus' life, in John 12:27, he said, "For this purpose I have come to this hour."
在约翰福音十二章二十七节说：“父啊，救我脱离这个时候，但我原是这时候来的。”
He understood the purpose of him coming was to die on the cross.
他了解他来到世上的使命。
First Corinthians 15 says the gospel is of first importance.
在哥林多前书的十五章里面，他讲到说，这个福音最重要的就是耶稣基督的牺牲。
And the heart of the gospel is Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins.
福音的中心就是耶稣基督在十字架上的受难。
Elsewhere, Paul says in Galatians 6:14, "But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
加拉太书六章里面他说：“但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。”
When you get to the end of the Bible in the Book of Revelation,
在启示录里面
，you see Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the Father.
我们看到耶稣坐在神的父神的右手边。
He's glorified.
他被荣耀。
And what does John call Jesus in the book of Revelation?
约翰在这个启示录里面怎么称耶稣基督的？
He calls him the Lamb.
他说他称他是羔羊。
Again and again in the book of Revelation, the book of Jesus' glory, it calls him the Lamb.
他不断地称他是羔羊。
And so if you want to know what is the main point of the whole Bible, it is that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins and rose again.
所以你要知道整本圣经的重点，那就是耶稣基督来到世上，他为我们的罪在十字架上舍命。
The Old Testament looks forward to Jesus Christ.
旧约往前看，预表了耶稣基督的诞生的死。
And the rest of the New Testament and human history looks back at the cross of Jesus Christ.
整个新约圣经和一世纪之后，我们的人类历史是往回看，看耶稣基督的牺牲。
So Jesus Christ and Him crucified is not just at the center of the Bible or the center of history; it's also the center of who God is.
耶稣基督他的牺牲不但是圣经的重点，也是我们人类历史的重点。
If you want to know what God is like, you need to look at Jesus.
我们要想要知道神是像怎么样，我们要看耶稣基督。
And if you want to know who Jesus is, you need to understand the cross.
我们如果要知道耶稣基督的话，我们要看十字架。
John Stott is a well-known pastor.
斯托德是一位神学家。
And this is what he said about the cross.
这是他说十字架，他怎么描述十字架。
So when we look at the cross, we see the justice, love, wisdom, and power of God.
当我们看十字架的时候，我们看到神的公义、爱、智慧和全能。
It's not easy to decide which is the most luminously revealed, whether the justice. Oh, sorry, let me pause there.
很难断定哪一个特质是比其他特质更耀眼的。
Whether the justice of God in judging sin,
神的公义定罪
，or the love of God in bearing the judgment in our place,
神的爱使耶稣基督背负我们的刑罚
，or the wisdom of God in perfectly combining the two,
神的智慧将二者合为一。
Or the power of God in saving those who believe.
或是神的大能拯救一切相信的。
And so, if you want to know who God is,
所以你希望知道神是什么样子呢？
You need to understand Jesus.
我们要先要了解耶稣基督。
And you must understand the cross.
我们先要了解十字架。
And if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus,
如果你今天早上坐在这边，你不认识耶稣。
First, thank you for being here.
首先，我们谢谢你来到我们当中。
This gospel, this good news is available, or sorry, this gospel and good news of Jesus Christ forgiving sins is available to all who believe.
赦罪的这个福音是给所有相信的人。
The news of Jesus Christ dying for our sins in our place is the most important thing you could ever hear.
耶稣基督代替我们的罪受死是我们能够听到最重要的消息之一，消息。
The Bible tells us that God is the one who created us and made us.
圣经告诉我们神创造我们。
And the Bible tells us that we have all sinned against this holy and good God.
神也说我们因犯了罪，我们就得罪了神。
And we all know that we can see the sin in our own lives and we feel the guilt.
我们知道这一点，因为我们一生都有罪。
But God, in His love for us, sent Jesus to come and die in our place.
但是神出于他的爱，所以他将他的独生爱子来到世上。
Jesus took the punishment that we deserve.
耶稣基督把原本我们应当受的刑罚背负在自己身上。
He paid for the sins of anybody who would ever believe.
他为所有相信的人付上了这个代价。
And Jesus, because he is God, he rose from the dead on the third day.
因为他是神，所以在第三天从死里复活。
And he offers forgiveness freely to anybody who would believe and turn from their sin.
他为所有相信的人提供了赦免和拯救。
And so, if you don't know about this message, you need to understand this.
如果你不知道这个信息的话，你必须要知道这一点。
And for our brothers and sisters, if you believe this, then we must preach this single-mindedly.
如果我们知道的人，我们必须要专心的宣扬这一点。
So we must preach Christ crucified plainly, and we must preach Him single-mindedly.
我们必须要直白的，并且专心的来宣扬主耶稣基督。
And now the third way, we must preach Christ crucified humbly.
我们必须要谦卑地传扬耶稣基督的牺牲。
In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 3, it says, And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
第三节说到，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
Weakness.
这个软弱。
I think it's safer to say that this, sorry, hold on. Some people take this to mean, there we go, my notes, sorry. Some people take this to mean that Paul was weak in appearance.
有些人认为这个 这个保罗他只是看起来很软弱的样子。
That maybe he was sick or had some disease.
他或许那时候生病了，或许有什么疾病。
In 2 Corinthians 10:10, Paul wrote himself that he was unimpressive in appearance.
他在这个跟着后书的十章十节，他说他是其貌不扬的样子。
That's what his opponent said about him, that he was unimpressive in appearance.
他是在外表看起来，他的反对他人看说这个人看起来其貌不扬。
And his speech was of no account.
他所说的话是没有什么重点。
And he says he came in fear and much trembling.
但是保罗在这边说他是又软弱又惧怕。
And these two terms, fear and trembling, are usually used together to describe our humble state before God.
惧怕、战惊，通常是描述我们在神面前的心态。
Paul didn't come with a sense of superiority.
保罗他不是高高在上的姿态来到哥林多教会。
Like he was special or better than anybody else.
并不是说他比别人都特别，或是比别人都高一等。
Instead, he spoke from a place of deep humility, recognizing his own weakness and smallness before a holy God.
反过来说，保罗他是在一个用谦卑的姿态，并且知道说神在他内心中所动的工。
And so he ministered with a sense of fear and trembling rather than self-reliance.
所以说他是用一个惧怕战惊的方式来做他的事工。
And so he was humble in appearance before man.
所以他在人面前是软弱的样子。
And he was with them in fear and much trembling before God.
在神面前是惧怕战惊的样子。
Friends, this is how we must operate.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们必须要有的态度。
We come with a sense of weakness.
我们是用软弱的。
With a sense of fear and trembling.
我们是惧怕战惊的。
An arrogant Christian is an oxymoron. It's impossible.
骄傲的基督徒，这个是一个矛盾词。
To be a Christian is to be painfully aware of your own sin before God.
身为一个基督徒，是我们要知道我们自己的罪在神面前是无可躲藏的。
We who are forgiven are no better than those who are still in their sins.
我们被赦免罪的罪人和那些还在罪中的人是没有任何差别的。
So we need to be courageous and bold when we proclaim Christ.
所以我们在宣扬主的话语的时候，必须要要刚强壮胆。
But we also need to be humble because we are no better.
但是我们也必须要来谦卑，因为我们没有比别人好。
It's been said that Christians are like beggars who just beggars who are telling other beggars where we found bread.
有个比喻说，基督徒就是像一个乞丐，告诉其他的乞丐哪里可以讨面包。
And so we must preach Christ plainly, single-mindedly, and humbly.
所以我们必须要传扬耶稣基督，直白的、专心的、谦卑的。
And lastly, we must preach Christ crucified dependently.
最后第四点，我们必须要依靠主传扬耶稣基督的牺牲。
Look at the last two verses, verses 4 and 5.
我们看最后两节。
And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So Paul describes his preaching ministry and says that his speech and his message were not in plausible words of wisdom.
保罗在这边说，他的话语不是用智慧委婉的言语。
His focus was, plausible could be translated persuasive.
这个智慧委婉言语可以是有时候会翻译成有说服力的。
Paul's not saying that we should not be persuasive or wise.
保罗这边并不是说我们说传福音的时候要有智慧或是要有说服力。
In using these words, Paul is focusing on the Corinthian fascination with rhetoric.
他特别这样讲是要抵挡那时候哥林多人对口若悬河的期待。
They wanted eloquent speech.
他们期待着人说着美丽的辞藻。
They wanted human wisdom.
他们希望人的智慧。
But Paul said no.
但是保罗他抵挡。
One commentator, Gordon Fee, speaking on this passage,
有一个圣经学家他这么说的。
What Paul is rejecting is not preaching, not even persuasive preaching. Rather, it is the real danger in all preaching: self-reliance.
保罗不是反对教导，也不是反对具有说服力的教导，而是讲到所有教导的危险就是靠自己。
So instead of relying on human wisdom or cleverness or manipulation,
所以不是靠自己，不是靠自己的聪明才智，或是一些方法手段。
Paul wanted his speech and his message to come in the demonstration of spirit and of power.
保罗希望他的话语他的宣扬是圣灵和大能的名证。
These two words should be understood together. This is talking about the Spirit's power.
圣灵和大能其实是同样的字，同样的意思。
And why did he do it this way?
为什么他这边说这好像是两件事情，圣灵和大能呢？
He could have preached with eloquence and wisdom to get a large crowd.
他可以在许多这个这个众人面前来用很美丽的辞藻来宣扬神的话语。
He could gain a lot of notoriety and fame.
他也可以得到很大的这个名声的借由这样子的说话和方式。
No, he refused to do this. Why?
但是他拒绝了，为什么呢？
Verse 5 says, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
第五节他们就解释，他说叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
He didn't want them to look back and think that they believed because of how eloquent Paul was.
他不希望保罗不希望这些听众信主是因为保罗本身的言辞。
They didn't want to look back and say, "Oh, we believe because of how wise this man was."
他不希望听到人相信是说这个人他是多么的有智慧，多么的聪明，所以我相信了。
Paul's hope was that they would think back and say, "The man was unimpressive. He was weak."
他希望信主人都说这个宣扬的人虽然其貌不扬。
But he preached about an amazing Savior.
但他宣扬的是个多么奇妙的救主。
This kind of conviction is the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit.
这样的想法就是圣灵在动工的奇妙。
The Holy Spirit doesn't point to himself, but he points to Jesus Christ.
圣灵不是指自己，是指的耶稣基督。
In John 16:14, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will glorify him.
约翰福音16章14节说，他要荣耀我。
And so, when we preach about Christ, the Holy Spirit is pleased to point people to Jesus.
所以，当我们宣扬耶稣基督的时候，圣灵也会帮助，会动工。
So that God gets all the glory, not a clever messenger.
所以说，神得到最大的荣耀，而不是只是会用言语来宣扬的一个仆人。
And so you see, Paul saw his role sort of like a waiter at a restaurant.
所以保罗他的看自己的一个身份，就像在餐厅里面的这个应试生。
The waiter doesn't grow the food.
这个 waiter 他不是他自己没有种这些食物。
He doesn't prepare the food or make the food.
他也没有煮这些食物。
He doesn't add seasoning to the food.
他也没有在里面加什么一些调味料。
No, the waiter just simply brings the food to the table without dropping it.
这个 waiter 他只要把东西盘子端到我们的桌上，他不要中间撒了就好了。
A waiter just needs to be a faithful deliverer.
这个 waiter 他就是一个很忠心的这个把东西端到我们桌子上的人。
This should be an encouragement to you and me for evangelism.
这对我们来说应该是一个鼓励。
You don't need to have the gift of evangelism to share the gospel.
我们不需要有宣教的这个恩赐。
You just need to be obedient and trust in the power of the gospel.
我们只需要谦卑的来顺服主的呼召。
You don't need to have an impressive, persuasive speech prepared.
我们不需要有自己的小聪明或智慧，或是用这个高言大志。
You just need to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们只需要宣扬耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
You just need to preach about Him plainly.
我们只需要直白的来叙述。
That He is God who came down in the flesh and died on the cross for our sins.
他是神，他来到世上。道成肉身，他在十字架上为我们受死。
And we must preach single-mindedly and not get distracted by any number of things that people want to talk about.
我们也要专心，不要被其他人所关心的事情所这个搅扰。
And we must preach Christ humbly, not pointing people to ourselves and our own abilities, but to God.
我们也必须要谦卑，我们不要把荣耀窃取神的荣耀。
And we must preach dependently, depending on the power of God and the Holy Spirit.
我们也要依赖神，我们依赖神的灵和神的大能。
And so, friends, this was Paul's heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是保罗的心肠。
And my commitment and my desire is that by God's grace, this would be our heart.
我的渴望是这也是成为我的心肠。
My prayer is that this would be a church, that we together would be a church that is determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我的祷告也是我们的教会成为定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架的教会。
So it's a joy and a privilege for me to be here at Chinese Grace Bible Church.
来到这个华人恩典圣经教会是一个很喜乐的事情，也是一个很这是我认为是我的特权。
I'm also overjoyed that I get to work together with Pastor Daniel to do the same thing.
我也感谢主，我看叶传道能够一起来牧养。
Let's pray to God together to that end.
我们一起来向神祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
父啊，我们感谢你的话语。
Because it's in your word that we learn about Jesus Christ.
透过你的话语，我们了解耶稣基督，认识耶稣基督。
And it's there we learn what he did for us on the cross.
我们也学习他在十字架上为我们做的。
That there was nothing, that we could not do enough good things to earn your favor.
我们没有办法用我们自己做的好行为来得到神的眷顾。
But instead, you did all of the work for us by sending Jesus Christ to die for us.
相反的，神，你已经把这些所有的工都完成了，你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
For those who do not know you, I pray that they would trust you and trust in Jesus Christ.
对那些还没有相信你的求主帮助他们来相信你，信靠你。
That they would rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
他们对于你所完成的工来完全的信托。
And for those of us who do know you,
对那些相信你的。
I pray that you would help us to be bold preachers of Jesus Christ.
求主来赐给他们刚强壮胆的心，来宣扬主耶稣基督的福音。
May you make our church a light for the gospel.
求主常让我们成为一个福音的灯塔。
To those who speak Cantonese,
对那些说粤语的。
To those who speak English,
说英文的。
And those who speak Mandarin,
说中文的。
We have such an amazing opportunity, God, help us to be faithful.
我们有这么美好的机会，求主来让我们来学习。
And most of all, would you glorify your Son, Jesus Christ?
求主来荣耀你的儿子耶稣基督。
We pray this in His name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen.